Hi, everybody. Welcome to Video Ask Vic. Once again, I'm Mike, filling in for Vic. And this week's question comes from Kurt from Lake City, Minnesota. Kurt asks, when do we find out if the Packers get any compensatory draft picks and at the end of which round? Kurt, the league announces compensatory draft picks at the annual meeting in late March, so we have to wait a little while yet. Those picks come at the end of rounds 3 through 7, and they cannot be traded. Compensatory picks are awarded to teams that experienced a net loss in free agency the previous year, with teams determined to have gained in free agency getting nothing extra. Green Bay's outlook for this year is better than it might first appear, even though the Packers last spring made their biggest splash in free agency in recent years with the signing of Julius Peppers. It won't count against them in the compensatory pick calculations because Peppers had been released by Chicago. He wasn't an unrestricted free agent whose contract with his previous team had expired. Same goes for LaTroy Guyon, who had been released by Minnesota. Being shrewd that way with their free agent moves will allow the Packers to get a compensatory pick or two as a result of the departures of Evan Dietrich Smith to Tampa Bay and James Jones to Oakland. How many compensatory picks will the Packers get and in which rounds? I'd be guessing if I tried to predict it. The details of the league's formula aren't publicized, so therefore the process remains somewhat mysterious. But the Packers normally make good use of their compensatory picks, getting tight end Richard Rodgers, receiver Jared Aberderis, and defensive lineman Josh Boyd and Mike Daniels with compensatory picks in the last three drafts. The longest tenured and most accomplished compensatory pick on the roster is Pro Bowl guard Josh Sitton. Is another potential Pro Bowler on his way to Green Bay thanks to one of these extra picks? Don't rule it out. For Packers.com, I'm Mike Spofford.